Snickers with opinions. Everybody's just staring at me. Fuck you all. Go ahead, nope. Ben. Yeah, let's start the show, Ben. Since nobody wants to play today, fuck them all.
I was going to compliment your singing, actually. Okay,
thank you, I mean,
you,
Ben.
You got a nice range.
For being engaged
in today's
show.
You got a nice register.
Thank you for being engaged.
You got a nice register.
I just didn't know we were starting.
Oh my God.
We're here to do a podcast. That's what we're here to do. We're here to do a podcast, so I just assumed that you'd be ready to start.
Yeah. So let's go.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
What do you want from me?
More.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
I love this shit.
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Hey. Ooh. Hey. Little nigga. Let's go. Hey. Little nigga. Who's Benny B? Nigga, ooh, that's right, father. Let that bit breathe. I ain't forget. Never gonna forget. That's what we do, baby. Ooh, you want some opinions? Get it from these niggas, baby. Who's Benny B? Hey, me, Benny, Ricky, and Chris. I'm on the freestyle like this. No alcohol today. Drinking water. In this bitch ass beat, I will slaughter. Fucking your bitch, so she know me. Special episode, all right, big Kobe. Big black nigga, like I'm from Nairobi. Heard you got good pussy, baby, show me. Hey, real niggas ain't no fakers. Thoughts are with the Lakers. That white bitch, he ain't raper. I said it. You better not forget it. This crib, you better sublet it. Hey, charged but not convicted. I know you puss-ass feminist conflicted. All right? You trying to study what his dick did. Damn, you old white bitches is wicked. Today, right?
Jerk. I don't know what got into me.
Amazing.
Today's the day, baby. Today's the day.
Thank you.
Mamba shit.
It's a lot of quotables in that fucking freestyle.
So many.
It's a lot of quotables.
He went bar for bar.
I can't wait to play it back and really hear what the fuck I said.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct each and every week. Doing what we love to do. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benicy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
The Vegan Trap Lord.
Okay.
And how's everyone doing?
Not great. I guess we just have to, first and foremost, just pay tribute and respect Kobe Bean Bryant. Has passed away. For those who've not been, I mean, there's no way you haven't heard. But Kobe has passed away via helicopter crash at age 41. Also part of that crash was his, I believe, second eldest daughter, Gianna. And there were another 7 people, I believe people who were part of his daughter's basketball team in some capacity, whether it be players or parent, players, and coaches. Let's just do the customary NWO moment of silence for the legend Kobe Bean Bryant. All right. I mean, I guess what we got to do first and foremost is just, I mean, go thoughts and feelings. And I'm going to get mine out the way. Like, I haven't felt this way. Like, when Mike Brown died, right, I just remember, like, having a cloud over me. Like, my mood was kind of weird. And, like, I was sad. And, like, no real reason to be sad. But I was, like, I was sad. And just when Kobe died, like, it just put a dampen on my mood. I've been trying to shake the vibes. I've been trying to limit my Twitter because I've been trying not to take in so much of that shit. Because it's really, like, when you take in a lot of it, it can really have you walking around with the cloud. So I've been trying to, you know, just hit up my people, see how everybody's doing, surround myself with positivity, man, because, and it sucks. Anybody else? Thoughts, feelings?
Yeah. what I found out, it was pretty bad. Like most people, you know, I grew up watching Kobe. He was, prior to Wade getting in the league, he was my favorite player ever. And it's like when he got into the league in 1996, I was 10 years old. So I pretty much grew up watching him most of my life. So it hit me pretty hard when I didn't believe it at first. It was so eerily similar to when Michael Jackson died for me, because it's like I found out the same way and I had the same reaction. Like, it was literally, everything was the exact same, with the exception of the fact that I had Aria sitting on my lap when I found out. So it was really, really tough. It still is. And I still can't believe that he's gone. But just to echo what you were saying, just want to send condolences to all the families that were involved. I know it was 9 people that passed away, and I want to say rest in peace to all of them. And man, I just can't imagine what it's like, you know what I'm saying, to lose a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, you know, somebody that close to you who you think is just going down the street for basketball practice and, you know, just never coming back
and
home.
This shit is a tragedy in every definition, because from what I'm also understanding, there was a husband, wife, daughter trio that died on that plane that left behind 2 kids.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Vanessa and 3 kids left?
Yeah.
The oldest and the 2 youngest?
Yeah.
The one who's a baby.
Yeah. And
Come on, bro.
Poor Vanessa, she was is reported she was already suffering from postpartum. So to now deal with this, you know,
because
I can only imagine
losing a kid is unimaginable pain. But then you also have to remember that she was with this nigga from 17.
That's all she's ever known.
Right? 17.
Yeah. You know, so it's bigger than, it's beyond a tragedy, like you said.
YouTube has the actual video of the air traffic control speaking to the pilot on the plane until he was out of range. And essentially, like, the communication was bad.
Yeah.
But they were trying to communicate to him that he was too low, and I believe they were having an issue with LA fog and they weren't able to see. So the combination of him flying low and L.A. flog, I believe, caused him to crash into a mountain.
Yeah.
Is what the story I'm getting. Via Shade Room in the Neighborhood Talk. Can't believe those are reputable news sources, by the way.
Ben, what was your thoughts on it?
I'm incredibly saddened by what's transpired. The words heartbroken do come to my mind when I think of this situation. Because I'm heartbroken not only for the loss of Kobe and Gigi and the other 7 passengers on the helicopter, but I'm also saddened for Vanessa. I'm saddened for the daughters left behind. I'm saddened for the children left behind. And I'm sorry. And I'm saddened and heartbroken for everyone who had a close relationship with anybody on the helicopter. I can't, even if I wanted to try, I couldn't put together a sadder set of circumstances other than this. And it sucks that as human beings it would take a tragedy such as this one for everyone's eyes to be opened and everyone to be reminded that this all can end very quickly in the blink of an eye.
Boy.
And I mean, we also need to take into account and realize that all this shit that we have in life right now is rented. this body that you have right now is rented. Those worldly possessions, rented, leases, because you don't take it with you. Even if you're a millionaire, all those assets and all those things that you own, if they're not inherited, it gets absorbed by the state, redistributed by the state, and it gets passed on to the next renter. So
don't get too attached, I guess.
Don't get too attached.
Don't get too attached.
The main thing, the only things that we own is our spirits and our souls, and we need to make sure that we make the best use of either of those things with the time that we're given.
Chris is our resident Laker fan. This nigga's dressed in all yellow as we speak. Your thoughts, your feeling. I know that Cole was your fave.
Man, I'm hurt. Kobe's somebody that, like, a lot of people started watching basketball when Michael Jordan was, I guess, like, the dominant player in the league. For me, it was Kobe Bryant. Vividly remember watching the Lakers' first run to their first championship with him and Shaq. Me and my dad sat and watched every series, and we had like an ongoing bet every time, because he swore everybody was going to beat LA. So every time the Lakers beat a team, I was like, yo, it's $100 a series. I'm like 9 years old, like little kid type shit. But I'm like, I want $100 every time they win, right? I didn't really entertain basketball before that. And just watching it and like seeing this guy really dominate, like you seeing him dominate guys like Reggie Miller in the finals, like these were people who, before I really started watching basketball, people would always tell you about.
Right? No.
You can't touch Reggie Miller. You can't, like, you just knew these guys were great, and he was making them look like kids. You know what I'm saying? And
he was a kid too.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, he was so young doing all of that. And, you know what I'm saying? It really made me gravitate towards him as a player. And then just from that point, it's like I wanted to play basketball. Granted, it wasn't in my future, but just using his approach to the game of basketball and, like, wherever I could in life, you know what I'm saying? However he approached basketball, I wanted to try to approach my life that way, like, I wasn't going to stop trying to be great no matter what was up against me or what I was up against.
That's a reoccurring theme, man. I think his resilience is what everybody talks about when they speak about him.
I was going to say real quick, just to be polite, I want to say all the names of the passengers that were on board. So rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Elisa Altobelli, Christina Mazur, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and the pilot, Ara Zobayan.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
So, because this is the house that Wade built, we're going to play a few words by Wade. You know, Wade was the homie. He was visibly shaken. He was actually one of the first people to like jump out and make a statement. So here are a few words from the GOAT, D-Wade.
Big up to D-Wade, yo. That's gang.
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream that you just want to wake up from. It's a nightmare. I know we all feel the same way about such a great leader, just a great champion, just a great person. If you got a chance to know Kobe, you got a chance to really know Kobe. Ain't nobody better, man.
Now,
this is all over the place.
There was also a lot, which is weird, but there was a lot of why the fuck was he in a helicopter talk? A lot of people seem to be asking why he was in a helicopter. And very legitimate question at first. And then immediately I saw a video circulating, which kind of put it into context. Go ahead, Ben. Drop that shit whenever you can.
You know, after school activities, all that fun stuff, even on weekends. But then traffic started getting really, really bad. right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing, like, a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic. And this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you're not, you don't see your right. kids, man. Right. You know, so, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in the car, like, I want that.
So, I mean, my nigga, that is dedication personified, bro. The niggas get to the chopper for the kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, when you asked why would a nigga want to... So then now, think about it, put it in perspective now. There's 9 motherfuckers on this chopper. Niggas footing the bill for not just himself, for 9 other people to go ahead and do this practice, bro. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about how bad the traffic is in L.A. And a guy like Kobe, you know, he does more in a day than people do in a week, you know, so... You know, what a lot of people don't understand and realize is this nigga was bodying post-basketball life. He won an Academy Award. Like, he was literally bodying this
shit. Academy Award, an Emmy.
An Emmy.
For me, like, that's probably the worst part about it.
Yeah, where he was headed was like, uncharted territories for a former professional athlete.
Especially because, like, Kobe's, like, a notorious workaholic. Right, like yeah. when he was in the game, he was consumed by it. He was in it, yeah. you know, doing his 1,000 shots. So in these past recent years, like we've been able to see Kobe like kind of kick back, hang out with family, like do other shit, fucking smile. Kobe's been out in this bitch yeah. smiling. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So it's like the nigga was really starting to like live and enjoy that money.
Yeah. I stopped watching basketball because he left.
Yeah, because I mean, like. We know the story already. LeBron and Steph, pretty much.
No, I mean, it's just like, I didn't, as a fan of his, I stopped watching basketball probably like his last year, halfway through his last year. I couldn't watch no more. I can't imagine the NBA without him. And I can't imagine how he would be without basketball.
I remember the night he played his final game. You either had to choose between watching that game I watching the Warriors chase 73 wins. And I remember saying, man, fuck that, man. And you know I'm a diehard Steph Curry fan as well, but I was like, fuck that. I got to watch Beam, bro. Like, this is it. And thank God I did. He dropped 60. Nobody else is yeah. going out like that, bro.
What the fuck you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that just goes to show you who Kobe was, man. Like,
and that's the thing. When he retired, it wasn't because – he couldn't play basketball anymore.
That's what he was trying to show people.
It was just, bro, fuck it. What else you want me to do?
That's literally what it was. He was Deep making 16. A statement like, I can still play it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, the way the game I don't want to up, no bro. More.
I'm not going to beat this big three. I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm gone.
And then it's like, I always loved everything that he did and what he represented as far as like his competitive nature and how hard he worked and how much shit he talked to people. Like, he was an asshole on the court. And I'm an asshole on the court when I play. I'm an asshole in general.
You could have just stopped that. Yeah, I was going to say you could have stopped that asshole.
Right? I just love that about him. And then his business mind. And then and most importantly, how he was a family man. Like, he has 4 daughters. I have 2 daughters. Just seeing Kobe with his daughters is just like, you know, it kind of like destroys that stigma that they have about not only just black fathers, but black athletes that are fathers. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you saw Kobe off the court, it was either with his wife or with his children. You know what I'm saying? And he loved his children. So he was just a dope dude, man. And it's sad that he went out that way. And all I kept thinking about yesterday, as I was getting emotional, was I was telling myself, like, this nigga died twice yesterday. You know, you're dying, you're about to die, the plane is going down, the helicopter is going down, and all you can think of is, damn, my baby girl, I can't protect her as a father. And as a father, that's the only thing that's going through your mind. All times of the day is making sure you're protecting your seeds. And at that moment, you feel helpless as a father. I'm sure he died before he died. You know what I'm saying? As cruel as that sound, I just...
No, I mean, but it is what it is. Now, with the death of Kobe Bryant, somebody being as big as he is, the internet is a place full of fucking opinions. Us being niggas with opinions, I want to explore a few of those opinions because I've seen a million different takes. I guess first, well, play...
If y'all gonna use the white boy, don't drop his name.
Okay. Play him.
That nigga getting no shine in here.
In the world.
Fucking pussy.
It's always a bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. Good story comes out. The guy who got away with rape got his today.
Bro, he lucky.
Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets. But anyway, the point is, dude, it's like, guys, I know there's all pain in the world.
I met that boy before.
Bruh, the next time, he a New York comedian. Mm. If I ever get thrown out of one of your shows randomly, you know why. That is one, he's on my on-site list.
All right, so.
On-site.
Hold on, wait one second. Let me gather my thoughts. Or let me just pull up the fucking page, rather. There we go. So I guess my question was, one, I guess, is there a too soon when it comes to these jokes? And two, like, is it the wrong time to bring up somebody's wrongdoings or perceived wrongdoings when somebody dies? Like, is that wrong and why is it, if it is?
I think it's wrong. You know, the timing is terrible. Here you have a man and a set of people who passed, but he died with his child. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing you want to do is go online and celebrate his death. I think that's cowardly. I think that's just, it's just a horrible thing to do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we offer the jokes and stuff like that, but I think especially with death, that's just some certain things are just not joke worthy.
Now, I want to respond by saying this. When George Bush died, I celebrated, and everybody here laughed.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's, I mean, if we're going to say that it's for people that we fuck with, I guess that's the thing. Because we all laughed and had a great time when that cracker died.
Yeah, but.
Oh, we had a jovial time in this bitch.
That cracker also responsible for the incarceration of millions of black men.
They believe Kobe's responsible for rape.
Now.
No, man, listen.
But because.
Go
I mean,
ahead.
But
no,
I
no, no, go
no,
ahead.
Because I mean, because I'm just like, because you know no, me, I'm about point. Consistency.
I see your point. But to be fair, we didn't laugh the very next day. It was days have passed before.
Personally, I celebrated immediately when I got the news. Ha! That cracker dead.
All I'm saying is, you know, the man hasn't even been laid to rest yet, and the way he died, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know what I'm
saying? Look up the numbers and look and see that when George Bush was president, many black men were going to jail. We could look stuff like that.
Oh, we know that's a fact.
We can look up the things that we don't like and find out that this is true, right? When you look up this rape situation, it turns out it's all false. False allegation, all of that shit.
And that's on paper.
So
but
my
it don't
point
what
is,
they believe.
If you believe what you want, but that's not what you can't push lies, bro. Especially when somebody's not here to defend himself. I think that's superb bullshit.
Hours, an hour or two after he died, bro. Like
that's just you that's a just, dick. You a dickhead, bro.
That's what
straight.
I'm saying.
Like, and if I ever see you, dog, don't worry. I'm going to get your autograph.
And please, title. All right, I'm going to get your autograph. That's all. Hey, because you know me. I'm team. I never think there's a too soon when it comes to jokes. It just got to be good. And like, for example.
And it was tasteless.
That's because I've seen good Kobe jokes.
It was tasteless, bro.
If you were going to take a stab at it, if I want to be the devil's advocate here, I mean, you could have done better than that.
Man. I saw a tweet that said, I bet Kobe is up there choking the shit out of David Stern right now for that CP3 trade. Yeah, that made me laugh hard.
That's a great.
It made me laugh hard. That's
a great Kobe
joke. So, like, good dead Kobe jokes, they exist. Don't tell me that they don't.
Yes, they do.
Right?
They do. I've seen memes.
Great ones.
Yeah.
So I'm never team is too soon for that. It's just that the thing is, with great risk, you got to be more skillful.
So here's my final take on that whole like situation there. This right here shows how awful of a comedian he is to me in my eyes, because he couldn't even do a good joke. It wasn't even a good one.
Now I do want to retort by saying,
motherfucker's racist.
His base, his people, women who believe that Kobe is guilty of what he's of rape. They're celebrating this nigga. He's a hero.
And all of the bigots, too.
It wasn't even formulated. It wasn't even created or stated in the form of a joke.
These same people are fucking Trump supporters, bro. Look how much allegations Trump got against him. These same people are going to go to the polls in November and vote for Trump. Same speech.
When Trump dies, bro.
So fuck you.
When Trump dies, I'm going to do a little jig. I'm going to do a little... I'm gonna do a little salsa.
And you have, and you know what? You have right to, because he's done things against your people.
Now, here's the thing.
Ain't nobody, man, listen. Trump's that man, all he did was entertain y'all for fucking years.
Trump's a great example, because I can accuse Trump of all kind of shit, but what Trump's guilty of, what Trump's been taken down for, fucking almost nothing. Like, on paper.
Except for bankruptcy. He settled out of court for a lot of shit, though.
I mean, shit. That's how Kobe got rid of the rape.
She came out and said it was a lie, too.
Yeah, but after she got some money.
Of course. Well, that means it wasn't true.
After she got some money. That's so, I mean, so like, wanted. They both made those cases go away the same way. Mm-hmm. About consistency.
Because it only happened once.
Listen, if
consistency is continuing to happen
if
with
Payola can get rid of a rape charge and you got raped, you ain't get raped, bro. That lady didn't get raped.
Coming from the Michael Jackson guy, I know.
I'm an expert at this.
Yes, you surely is.
I've been fighting his battles for years. Also on Twitter, I think it's very noteworthy that the passing of Kobe Bryant has led to me and LeBron ending our long-standing feud that we've had together.
I'm glad y'all got
I hit up LeBron today on Twitter. He hit me back. You know what I'm saying? We good. So
he unblocked you?
Yeah. His Miami card is no longer revoked.
He can come back.
He can come back to my city.
LeBron.
Damn, you lifted the ban on LeBron?
Yeah, come back, bro.
Shit.
Get the fuck out of my city, 305, boo-boo. No more.
That he can come back, I do want to invite LeBron to please come down. Drop by the vegan trap
please,
house, man.
You welcome.
Have some vegan food. We might fuck around and put juice in your name if you stay on Ricky's good side. I don't know. But if you don't know where it is, bro, it's located 6060. Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. It's on the corner by the plaza. You can't miss it, little daddy. Hey! Ooh, side note, shouts out to Coffee. She won a Grammy. Hey.
She wrote that song in Haiti.
I heard. That's beautiful. Every day, brand new menu. Where? Vegetarian Delight, baby. 6060 Miramar Parkway.
And also, don't forget to call ahead of time, 954-241-7402. If you call ahead of time, you don't have to wait in the line for your food. You can also follow them on Instagram at the Light Juice Bar, where they do post that fresh menu every single day.
Every single day.
I just want to issue an apology to all the customers that have been calling. I'm not in the best of moods right now, so excuse me.
Just put on some Gregory Isaacs, you'll feel better.
I try, man. I'm playing everything, bro. Nothing feels the same.
I know, bro. It's crazy.
While we talking about it, did you see the news reporter that said nigga? Who believes it was a mistake?
You don't.
I didn't have the clip because I don't want to play that shit.
Yeah, more racism.
That's all it is, bro.
She said the Los Angeles Knackers. And her logic was, if you ever thought about two words at the same time, it was Knicks and Lakers and Knackers.
I'm not buying it.
Dr. Boyce Watkins said he believes it was a Freudian slip.
I think she says nigger, and she misspoke.
Isn't that the the worst time to let your racism slip?
It's the absolute worst time.
Isn't it the worst
time? You know what? Nothing makes a cracker more mad when they, when they're racist, when they're not trying to be, no, be racist.
They hate it.
Wait, play the good man, you asshole. He found the clip.
Was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Los
Angeles. Come on.
Okay, go back. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was this funny.
She didn't even say nothing, bro. Perfectly
cast on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Come on.
The funny part is the pause. That's how I know something was, it's going like on with her brain.
Niggers. I couldn't help it.
Like, if she didn't pause, like, I heard the brain freeze, bro. It had to be a mistake. Play it one more time.
It was a glitch in her fucking program.
Perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Niggers.
Los Angeles Niggers.
You can hear her malfunction.
Her programming fucked up.
She fucked up.
She says niggers a lot.
Niggers, niggers, niggers.
The fucking racist default setting, yeah, is getting in the way. Hey, she tried to improvise.
Her chip overloaded. Niggers, niggers, niggers.
So she was looking at a picture of Kobe Bryant, and it, her brain didn't know what to do. Because she's looking at a black man, so her brain is telling her, man, don't say Lakers, you have to say niggers. That's what you're looking at.
Because I'm going to tell you this. Lakers and niggers, they're pretty far away from each other, I'm going to say.
I would say so. And where did the Knicks come from? What do you mean you're thinking about the Knicks? Who the fuck ever thinks about the Knicks?
It's a shortened version of Knickerbockers.
Who's ever thinking about the Knicks?
Aren't you reporting in Los Angeles? Why do you?
And you're talking about Kobe Bryant, who's Mr. Los Angeles.
I see a black man. I know what my programming tells me to say. But I can't help it.
She couldn't help it.
But his shirt says something else.
Fucking horse.
It goes back to the dude, the comedian dude, man. They're fucking racist, bro. Let's stop the shenanigans about the rape shit. You're fucking racist.
That shit made me laugh heartily, bro.
Los Angeles niggers.
Thank you, Ben. You know what I need.
Was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles niggers.
She malfunctioned.
Fucking bitch.
Los Angeles, niggas.
Stupid
PC
hoe.
Overload, man. She can't handle it.
You saw the one girl that was tweeting that Kobe Bryant died because he's paying for his sins of molesting his daughter. Because there's pictures of him kissing his daughter.
I saw that tweet.
No, see, some people, like, bro, that's my issue, bro. That when this many people react to things that are obviously trying to be inflammatory, you give these dumb fucks a following in power. Like, I saw that shit, swipe right by that dumb shit. You can't write that bitch no soliloquy. What's the point?
I just gave a very, very short comment.
Look at your fucking comment.
No. That's not
hers. Okay.
That's hers. I said, because she's a busty woman. And I said, no amount of titties would ever allow me to forgive this dumbassery. You heavy jugged jackass.
You heavy jugged jackass.
All I said to her was, we can clearly tell that you were not loved by your father growing up. Then I reported her. Then I blocked her. I Bensoned her.
Here's what's interesting. I've also been seeing this tweet float around black woman Twitter. And I want to know your tweet. I want to know your... Shut up. I want to know your opinions on this. This tweet
comes from... If you had to describe black women Twitter as a place, what would you call it?
Please be respectful.
No, I am. I enjoy it, actually. It's one of the better Twitter...
You see the corner you put them in?
No, it is. You know, I'm not scared to ever speak my mind. Shit. No, it is. It's pretty dope. Most of our content comes from black women Twitter. What are you talking about?
This lady's name is Downtown 7th Ave. Her tweet says, I wanted to wait to post this because I didn't want to offend, but this is something more black men need to think about. The transfer of wealth. Wealth is transferred from man to woman. That being said, a non-black woman will get the wealth of Kobe Bryant. A black woman's net worth is $5. Wonder why. So what she's speaking to is essentially the wealth going to his wife and children, who she considers to be, and who Brother Hassan considers to be, non-black. Now, I want you to understand that before we begin to get crazy, in the name of consistency, when he came here, we all agree. We said that shit's crazy. That black men don't marry black women, and therefore the wealth goes outside. So once again, nothing that she said is a lie. So because it's just a few days after his death, are you guys once again saying that it's too soon for the truth?
What's the truth?
The tweet is the truth.
What, that his money is not going to a black woman?
Yeah.
He didn't marry a black woman. His Clearly. Money's going to his wife.
Right.
That's it.
Get
that's,
your dick out your ass and stop. That's like, my I don't
take.
Understand.
That's literally my take on it. Yeah, the money's not going to a black woman. It hasn't been going to a black woman for over 20 years. That won't change when he dies.
It's what never. The fuck? He didn't give his mother shit. It's
what,
never
going to have a lottery.
Like I don't understand here. Like Kobe's been married to this woman since she was. He's been with this woman since she was 17. Not $1 of his went to a black woman. It's not going to change when he dies. Now I get it. What she's saying is, you know, we should. You know, this is the problem. The black athlete gets all his money.
But see, you guys are because she's not saying he needs to give his money to black women. She's speaking to a pattern. Okay. He's part. That's he's part of a
LeBron,
pattern.
LeBron, D. Wade, all these other new athletes have black wives. So calm your little titties down, B.
Well, she had massive titties.
Okay, calm your massive titties down.
I believe her titties are just regular size.
Calm your regular titties. Calm all your titties down.
Can you say calm all your titties down? Chris, you're on fire. Can we do calm all your titties down as a title tonight?
On a Kobe episode?
Are you going to shoot for 81 points tonight, brother? Is that what you're going to do?
That's what
is that going. What you're going to do tonight, brother? I don't want to be Jalen.
That should
shoot
be the title.
Over there, brother.
Chris goes for 81. Or it could be calm your tits.
Okay. Now, also, I'm going through all the opinions that I've seen. Brother Hassan, friend of the podcast, had a 30-minute live about how he's conflicted because Kobe Bryant had made disparaging comments around the time of Kobe Bryant's death. The nigga said something to the tune of, because I'm black doesn't mean that I have to ride for that shit immediately. That's not going to advance us as a society. And Brother Hassan was speaking to how conflicted some black people are about mourning because he feels as if they didn't care. Well, he didn't care about black people. But then also, I went and did my Googles because our director of marketing and research here fucking sucks. So I went and I Googled, and to his credit, a year later, he did like donate money to like the Trayvon Martin Foundation. He said at a speech that he needed to use his platform to help his parents spread their message. So something happened in a year where he completely did a turn. And was super
Trayvon. Happened.
I mean, well, okay.
I think Kobe, like most rich people in general, they want to know the facts behind the situation before they get involved. So that I feel like that's why you see a lot of the times where these things happen with like these shootings, you'll see certain figures step out in front of it and they'll ride for it, and certain people won't. They'll wait and see what happens and. I think that just speaks to the difference of the type of people that exist.
Well, why does it matter when he did? Shouldn't it matter is the fact that he did?
And that it's not that he's against doing it.
Right. And he's done so much other stuff. He does basketball camps. He does all types of charities. He does a lot.
He changed the lives of so many different people by just making them pick up a basketball when the only other options weren't that cool.
Yeah, he's inspired a whole generation.
There's a generation of kids that are probably fucking doctors, lawyers, whatever the fuck. They went to college on a basketball scholarship because they grew up watching Kobe Bryant and wanted to play basketball.
Shooting them little paper balls to the trash can.
You can't measure that shit, bro. That's social impact. You can't measure stuff like that.
Yeah.
That goes far beyond human ability to measure shit.
Speaking of being immeasurable, they gave Nicki Minaj's brother an immeasurable amount of time to be in jail. 25 years he's going to be
niggas lying. That should be dead.
That's a title. No, I'm not using that title. No.
Oh, mercy.
He didn't even crack a smile.
Mercy
he's not,
me.
He's not even smiling.
Oh, I think it's going for 81 tonight.
That is such a plus spirited joke. Come on. I'm infecting you niggas, bro. Niggas that shoot.
You know how many times I got that tweet? Plus is infecting you.
Richard. That's hilarious.
No, that's hilarious.
Apparently, he was touchy feely with the stepdaughter because.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah. He's doing 25.
Yeah. Get him
the game. I'm sure he's going to be very comfortable 20. What did he get? No, it won't be good. Is it going to be an American jail or like a Trinidadian jail?
I think it's here.
Oh, okay. He's fucking lucky. He's different. Fucking lucky. He sent him to a Haitian prison.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah. That's a death sentence.
Regret every decision.
That's a death sentence.
Send that because to
molesters aren't fuck. Cool in any.
No.
Nope.
I guess. And speaking of Nicki Minaj and her track record with molesters, her current husband or fiance, whichever he is also an alleged molester. But they ran into Meek and them and almost had a tiffy. Chasers, bitch. Another fucking one of your niggas. That nigga was yelling, nigga. "Come see me one on one." Meek was saying, "You can't see me one on one, nigga." And nigga said, "Yeah, nigga, cause you pussy." That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
But that nigga had on bootcut jeans when he said that. He gotta chill out.
Meek went there to apologize and make amends, and he was also maintaining the same energy you've been maintaining, stranger. I don't want
to
be your.
He friend. Went to apologize to who?
I guess he wanted to make amends with Nicki and her boyfriend. Apparently, they've been in a battle of like tit for tat on wax.
So when where did this happen?
In like a shopping store.
Yeah, like some type of some department sort of store, jewelry shop.
Because nigga, when it's Grammy time, everybody in town. Yeah, LA, if everybody's shopping for an outfit.
So Meek was trying to be the bigger person to apologize.
Yeah, and he wasn't ready to be the bigger man.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, Meek went there to make amends of some sort, and it just got disrespectful. And it snowballed.
So did Nicki get involved too?
Yeah, she was in the background talking cash shit.
Talking a lot of
shit.
You
think she's going to be quiet?
You didn't watch the video?
No, I didn't.
The thing is, I couldn't really see shit.
I didn't even know this happened.
Hey, side note, bro. I know I hate to go back to Kobe, but TMZ.
This is a Kobe episode, nigga.
TMZ leaked, allegedly. Allegedly, they leaked the news before they were able
Let's
to notify
get together
the family.
And cancel these niggas, man.
Now TMZ, they serve a purpose. I listen, I look, I go to them to verify.
They
shit.
Serve a. You know what their purpose is? They taking the place of fucking because they're there. If you take them away, we have the fucking news, dog. If you take them away, we still have the fucking news.
We would have found out eventually.
So get TMZ the fuck out of here for being some bloodthirsty motherfuckers, bro.
Cause that's terrible, bro. Yeah. If they truly did,
what if somebody, yo, what's the nigga name? Harvey. Mm-hmm. Like these niggas act like they don't have families and they don't have people that care about them, dog. Like suppose somebody do that shit to your family, bro.
That's wild.
That's a horrible way to find out, dog.
Like
before
that's
you even get
dumb, bro. You gotta make better choices.
The LA
as a
Sheriff
grown
Department
man.
Went crazy on them. They spazzed on them.
Like, cause you're a grown ass man, bro. You gotta make better choices. What the fuck?
TMZ's in it for the business, actually. It's the money. It's the money, bro. It's in this culture of journalism, it's not journalism is no longer ethical. What it's about now is who breaks the story first. That's all that matters.
Whoever breaks the story first, it's all about sensationalizing every goddamn moment that happens to real people and have real effects.
I'm done with TMZ, Shade Room, all y'all motherfuckers, bro.
No. I only mention that shit.
Why do niggas follow the Shade Room?
I wasn't
never following them, but I'm banning. Like I ain't even talking.
I never followed.
That's the last time you're gonna hear me say that word.
Okay, because I keep following the Shade Room and Baller Alert on the NWO page. Because
I keep on following.
And one of you fucks keep on following. I'm gonna keep following, bitch.
It's the director of research.
I
and
need
marketing.
To see.
I want that toxic
son
shit.
Of a
that
bro,
toxic shit. Just
follow,
search the shit. Just search them.
I follow
them.
The Shade Room over and over and over. I thought it was a mistake.
Just search them.
You bitch. Just scroll by it, bitch.
Well, fuck them niggas, man.
Pussy. I'm going to refollow.
Fuck them. Fuck the boss
gonna,
shit. All that
I'm going to block em. You from the NWO page. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of
motherfucker.
It's time for a revamp.
Okay.
okay? Fuck that shit. All right?
Sick of following. Okay?
I want to be A-Mike, in director of marketing and research. And
when we
I'm sick of this shit.
When we first got the page, he followed okay. all that shit. All
right?
Media takeout,
what you do
boss
is,
him,
all
what
that
bullshit.
What you do bullshit. Is cut that shit up. I'm sick of this shit. This is, bro, I follow that shit over and over. And the neighborhood talk, baller alerts,
peace,
Hollywood unlocked.
Peace, peace. Get that bullshit out of here.
I thought it was a mistake.
No, nigga. Intentional. Director of research and marketing didn't make an executive decision.
It's full of fucking fat weirdos in green jerseys. That's all my the fucking NWO timeline is. Chunky weirdos in green jerseys barbecuing before a fucking game. Instead of fucking loving hip hop bitches. I don't understand, Richard.
Chunky weirdos. Fuck.
Shit.
It's so funny because they're all chunky.
Fucking rotund fucks with birds on their jerseys. Fuck.
Excuse me, it's an albatross.
An albatross.
Hey. Oh my fuck.
This is why I love y'all, dog.
Oh shit.
This is bullshit.
Y'all made me laugh.
Holy fuck, bro. We talk about hurricanes, bands like that, nigga.
I don't have any stake in any college program. Fuck them all.
Speaking of stakes. That was real ton.
Bro. That's crazy, bro. Because I've seriously, I've been following the Shade Room for 2 years now. And it's just, you know, I do drugs. So maybe like, maybe I didn't follow the Shade Room. Maybe it's just on my page. Follow again. Maybe I did follow the Shade Room. I thought it was crazy.
You are crazy. And I know somebody out there saying right now to themselves, well, plus, if you follow them on your page, why the fuck does it matter if you follow them on NWO?
Because sometimes I don't want bitches to know that I'm up. Okay. Sometimes I don't want bitches to know that I'm awake. All right. Let me tell you. Sometimes I go on Facebook, NWO, Twitter, NWO, Instagram, NWO. My plus pages are dead. Okay, bitch. They're dead. And I'm swimming through the internet. Okay.
All right.
As a collective three headed monster.
To protect your real life.
Four headed monster.
To protect your real life, I won't unfollow them no more.
Plus, do you know what the NWO Explore page looks like? Have you seen it?
I've not looked.
Nothing but Michael Jackson. I kid you not.
Oh, so I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one living there, huh?
Look, look.
I'm not the only one living in NWO town.
I kid you not.
I be seeing twerk videos, Michael Jackson.
What the fuck?
I don't know where the twerk videos came from.
There's so much Mike. There's brown Mike, white Mike, caramel Mike.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. What are you doing?
So you're logging into NWO page. Following guys in green jerseys searching mic videos? This is your contribution to our podcast? This is what you're bringing to
us? It's the algorithms, man.
No, bro. No.
It's that the algorithms.
It ain't me, see, man.
He wants to bring us Kane fans and moonwalkers.
That's right.
He doesn't want any other people to listen to us but Kane fans and moonwalkers. I understand.
He's trying to control the opinions.
The fuck? No, I've noticed the plus hate on the podcast Twitter. It's at an all-time high. It's the moon. It's the fucking moonwalkers. Okay, did I handle all these pussy-ass current events? All right, excellent. Okay, now Ricky did put a question here that I thought was very interesting. Because I don't know if you guys saw Kendrick Perkins copping deuces with KD loud and proud on Twitter because you want the apology to be as loud as the disrespect was. And so times like this, at times of loss, does it make you want to make amends if you do have any like small problems or whether it be large problems with people? Does shit like this make you want to reach out and make amends?
I have to say so.
Go ahead.
I mean, I say yes because like if When you lose public figures like that, you kind of tend to try to put yourself in their shoes or their family's shoes. And it's like, damn, if I lost this person right now, like, that shit that we were arguing about didn't even mean nothing. So why be mad still? And I still have you here. While I have you here, I got to let you know I love you. I mean, I think that's just like natural human instincts to think that way.
That's beautiful. I'm not gonna make you guys answer that question unless you guys want to, because I think Chris.
I think Chris bodied. He did, but just I just think, you know, that's what happens when death. You know, death. You know, kind of changes your perspective on a lot of things, and that was one of the reasons why I put that question in there, because I saw the Kendrick Perkins shit. Me and LeBron squashed our beef. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's momentous.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, you know, Kobe, that's like Kobe passing was like another kind of like W in a way, as far as like a lot of people you see, it impacted so many people in a positive way, where, you know, if there is someone you have beef with or a parent you haven't spoken to, this life we live in is so short, man. Just, you know, make amends while you still can, because tomorrow's not promised.
Facts.
Ben.
I mean, just to echo what everyone else said, I mean, it's just, just like I alluded to earlier today, everything that we have here is rented, literally. So make amends now, because we only have but so much time.
I honestly thought you had no idea what we were talking about. That's why I was laughing. But you pulled through. No, he was. Here's what I have to say about it.
He was waiting for you to stop giggling.
Just like I was saying earlier today. Remember, I always say, oh, all right, Ben, you're not going anywhere. But you pulled through.
No. Shut up.
You stuck the landing.
Yes, respect. Thank you. Have more faith.
Respect.
You son of a bitch.
Respect.
It's crazy, because I remember my mom always telling me as a kid, every time you come home, get on to Ajenu and Bonjour Messi. Like, every time you come home, it's a blessing. And it's like, you don't realize that until stuff like this happens.
That's fucking true.
Every time you get a chance to wake up and see your kid again, just little things that you kind of not even, you know, with your days going by, you're not even thinking about that. But it's crazy, man.
You know where my mind went when I was watching, like, ESPN? Is how many text messages, like, Vanessa just must be getting at one time, right?
Yeah.
So it made me think, like, when something like that happens, like, would you want everybody to leave you the fuck alone?
Oh, of course.
Bruh. Or do you want people to, like, love on you? Because, like,
it's on and off.
Right.
But you want to be able to control it, though, because, like,
I think initially, honestly, you want to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Initially.
Because I turn my phone off, dog. Because everybody knows how I feel about Kobe. Yeah. So literally everybody that I know was hitting me up. And I had no idea at this time. So I'm literally trying to answer 100 questions about, did you just hear what happened to Kobe?
Yeah, because when they find out, you're the first person they think about.
Right.
So, bro, I was like, man, I just let my phone die. It was already dying.
Right.
I just let it die and said, fuck
Could
it.
You
I,
imagine
said, I went to sleep.
How many, if you need anything, I'm here for you, they getting from fake rich people and all kind of
bullshit.
Like, I'd want to obliterate all kind of social media.
And like I said,
I don't see the point.
I'd want to obliterate that shit.
I remember when Michael died, and that happened to me too, everybody's hitting me up, and I'm just a super fan. I can only imagine what Janet's getting, and like, just constant all day. Like, initially when somebody like that so close to you passes, I don't think you want to be bothered, honestly. You know what I'm saying? With those
You're dealing
fake...
with your own memories and your own
yeah,
pain.
Your own pain. You haven't even processed it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Is Vanessa on the...
Yeah, she made her page private and she muted all her comments, I heard.
As she should have.
Yeah, she should have.
It's private.
There should be no... Okay. Nobody should really be taught... Like, you gotta let people process shit, bro.
I say the NBA, the Lakers organization, just all just wait on her move and her say-so, whether or not to release a statement, when it should happen. And
I mean, they're already releasing time. Statements. LeBron put
I think
out
LeBron
statement.
Just finally dropped his statement as we're recording.
And that's fine, but with regards to Vanessa, leave her be.
She don't owe us a motherfucking
thing. Let her take the will on all of it.
Do you guys have an issue with the NBA not suspending all the games?
I had an issue with that.
I don't. Well, everything that you've heard Kobe say after retirement, does it sound like that he would tell anyone on even as something as tragic? Bro, what? Isaiah Thomas lost his sister and still went out and did his thing, bro.
You're right.
That should be bigger than, like, just playing basketball sometimes, bro. The like, some of them niggas needed to play basketball. As much as people want to be like, yo, you should, they shouldn't have played in Ray Rays. Like, some of them niggas needed to be out there.
I think, like, I don't think they should have been out there, man. Like, those kids was, those dudes were, like, clearly hurt. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when your emotions are running like that, it can cause injury. Thank God nobody got injured. But people need time to process. And, like, Kobe Bryant, what Kobe Bryant meant to basketball, to, you know, is crazy. Like, we're fans, but these are dudes, his colleagues, you know what I'm saying? And 85% of the league, or 100% of the league, he's impacted in some way.
But this is what I'm saying, though, Rick.
Like, I know what you're saying. Kobe would have wanted them to play.
Not but, just that, but, like, imagine, all right. If imagine if you had the heads up and knew that Mike was about to die, right? Mm-hmm. And then you being who you are, you couldn't stop it, but you had an opportunity to pay homage.
You feel what I'm saying? Homage. I'm paying homage.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, imagine you got two choices, not to pay homage or pay homage. And pay homage in a fashion that would be very, like, it... In the person's eyes, it would be extremely respected.
I just go back to saying, like, a few hours after he died, I would just, man, like.
Bro, did you see what Trae Young did?
Trae Young and Booker.
And but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you suspend the games, you
that
take
doesn't
away,
happen.
You take away the guy's, like, his passion, his emotion. You take that away because he's gonna then take that off time and grieve. Yeah. He's not gonna put it into the game, man. In my opinion, I think Kobe would have wanted him to put that shit into the game, man. Like, honestly, I hope when LeBron come back, I hope LeBron drop 100, bro. I've been one of LeBron's biggest detractors, but I'm now, like, I don't feel like you can ever you gotta acknowledge greatness for real, bro, because just like that, the shit can be gone. Like, I watch my dad, not really a basketball fan, but, like, people as old as my dad have their heroes in basketball, fucking Wilt Chamberlain, although he passed now, but all these, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Julius Irvin, like, all these old basketball players, bro, I watch them have them guys. Michael Jordan, like, they have those guys. To lose Kobe like that, bro, when I thought, like, we would have had Kobe to
forever.
Kobe should have
went out. Old age Kobe.
He shouldn't have went out like that, bro. But I want to read LeBron's post. He posted a series of pictures with him and Kobe. And then his comment says, his caption, rather, "I'm not ready, but here I go. Man, I'm sitting here trying to write something for this post, but every time I try, I begin crying again just thinking about you. Niche Gigi and the friendship, bond, brotherhood we had. I literally just heard your voice Sunday morning before I left Philly to head back to L.A. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we'd have. What the fuck? I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. Man, I love you, big bro. My heart goes to Vanessa and the kids. I promise you I'll continue your legacy, man. You mean so much to us all here, especially Laker Nation. And it's my responsibility to put this shit on my back and keep it going. Please give me the strength from the heavens above and watch over me. I got us here. There's so much more I want to say, but just can't right now because I can't get through it. Until we meet again, my brother. Mamba for life. Gigi for life."
Jesus sucks.
And he has some really nice pictures with him and Kobe. And, you know, Kobe's last tweet was to LeBron.
Right.
So.
Which was really great.
Did you hear the LeBron, like, his comment after that? How he was in Philly, where Kobe's from, and that was like that was where Kobe had his first All-Star. Like, the whole story just all tied
it's
in.
Crazy,
Kobe
bro.
Had gave him his shoes when he was 15. Yeah. There, he wore it, and his dad. No,
and
the way this shit all adds up is crazy.
If you hear his post-game interview, it sounds like
eulogy.
It sounds
like eulogy.
It's a eulogy.
Kudos to the goddamn intern at the NBA who put all that shit together. I know some nigga figured that shit out. There's no, it's a regular guy. There's no way who put some regular guy put all those fucking dots together. There was an
intern. And then the camp LeBron is talking about where Kobe gave him those shoes. He's like, Kobe was a size 14. He was a 15, but he wore them anyways.
Hell yeah.
He said, and then they found that footage of Kobe Bryant speaking at that camp, which was like 20 years ago. And it's just insane, bro. Like, that whole situation is just, man, it's really, really sad, man. So that's why, another reason why I decided to end my feud with LeBron. I'll enjoy him while he's still here.
That's good, man. I hope LeBron, Savannah come through. All y'all boys, man, pull up. Yeah. We're going to take a turn and go to a very short DM diary. Ben, please, whenever you can find the time from your leisure. Play those pianos, at least.
I know usually, God, you need my direction. Well, you guys go ahead and take it over.
I got you, bro.
Thanks.
Alicia sang with Boyz II Men for the Grammys, by the way. I didn't listen, but I saw it on Shade Room. Shouts out Shade Room. Hey-o, you are a weirdo. You weird as fuck, send me pictures of your dick.
Your little dick, your little dick.
We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
Little bitch. Your secrets. Now save with us.
Save with us.
Bitch. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets.
Oh, oh.
You know why? You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch
a bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Break it down. You soft. But OG said that nigga was soft. Weird as fuck, bro.
Really quick, I want to read this tweet really quick. It says, y'all think Jesus can hold Kobe? Then this fool put, wouldn't it be the first time Jesus got crossed? Oh, come on, man. What's wrong with niggas, man?
I'm trying to tell niggas it's good Kobe jokes out here, bro.
What's wrong with niggas, dog?
I'm trying to tell you it's good.
Dog. Niggas is nuts,
dog. That's a double whammy, my friend.
That's crazy.
That's a double whamster.
Episode title. Okay,
this tweet is very interesting. I almost said the name. Jesus. This first DM. He asks, how many celebs has your old dusted, I assume this word is ass, fucked? 5? 10? 20? LOL. Thought. That's at 1.
Wow, bro.
At 3, she goes,
I remember that one.
At 3, she goes, LOL, what? You're really low. And then she sends him her OnlyFans link and says, do something with your life. He said, I'd rather dick you down for real. I just need to buy some Astroglide first.
I don't get that.
Guys, what is Astroglide?
Guys.
You know what it's for.
It doesn't sound right.
I feel like the glide lets me know what I need to know. Yeah. Is it lube?
It's lube?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But only for a specific spot.
The asshole.
Yeah, the Hershey.
Oh, is that what the Astro is?
Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
So it's Astro?
There's only one S in it, but.
I mean, what was he trying to accomplish? Was he trying to insult her? And then.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Like,
I don't get it.
I like the numbers. How many celebrities has your thought ass fucked?
10.
5? 10? 20? Bitch? It's like Count Dracula. How many niggas have you fucked? 1. 2. 3. How many niggas?
And she's the consummate professional. She's responsible with her OnlyFans link.
That's shit.
This business is
if
open.
If you're going to insult me, give me a buck, you son of a bitch.
Take my business card.
You son of a bitch.
No, we searched her amount. She's 1999, remember?
Do you remember when we fell in love?
That's crazy.
Do you?
She's one of the expensive ones.
High class.
Shouts out to me. Hey, so I'm on tour with this white dude, Ben. He does the white parts on our show.
Yes, yeah.
We did an improv show Saturday in Coral Springs. I was the only black thing for miles, by the way.
Of course.
Black me.
So he was like, hey, bro, who runs the NWO page, bro? I was like, oh, you know, all of us do it. But so today he was like, yeah, bro, because you guys, you tweeted support for this girl. So I was like, let me go check out her page. And whoa, bro, the titties, bro. And then the nigga pulled out his phone, and he had Dominican Rack page pulled up so fast, it got to be like his favorites.
He loved them titties.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, Dominican Rack has 368 videos of titties for $3. I know you're saying, why should I pay for porno? But think about it. You've done shittier things for $3. I mean, come on. You've been at the airport and bought gummy bears for $6? Come on, bro.
You want to buy some titties for $3, bro?
Come on, bro. Support them titties. And it's immediately cancel your subscription. Never forget to do that.
Yeah. Don't forget, don't renew.
Don't forget to give 1 month. Don't go crazy.
Okay, because that shit will automatically renew on your monkey ass.
Don't be Kirk Franklin. Now, take it easy. Please, title, don't be Kirk Franklin.
That's fucking hilarious.
This is why DM Diaries are gems. This is what they birth. Don't be Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, don't be Kirk Franklin.
This Nesk DM. This innocent woman is posting a picture of herself, and then
fully clothed.
Okay, the weave. Oh, sorry. Be respectful. Her hair is covering most of her chesticles. You can't see really anything. Her caption says, "Free agent. Who's trying to sign me?" I guess she's asking for it, I guess.
Invitations.
He says.
How is that an invitation?
What?
She's a free agent. Who's trying to sign me? That's a question.
No, that's not an invitation, Ricky.
You know what a question needs? A motherfucking answer. That's what they need, Ricky.
Whatever.
Especially when you asking who.
That's weirdo thinking.
Who makes it a question?
You know the answer to who is?
Me.
Me. It's me.
And me.
That's who.
And me.
Me. Why not me?
All you guys are saying to me is that you guys are victims of the DM Diaries.
No, not me, but him over there and him back there.
I'm every nigga.
All it requires is a double tap. That's it. That doesn't mean that because she asked that question to me, come go in my DM and be
Why
a fucking not? Weirdo. Be a fucking weirdo.
Why does it not mean that? Because it's an open invitation. It doesn't say, hey, I'm looking for a specific person.
Y'all niggas.
It says,
crazy.
I'm a free agent.
So what can a woman do? A woman can't post a caption and she can't fucking respond to the DM. What can she do?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Nah,
that's crazy.
Post a caption, but let these niggas know you ain't looking for them. But stop posting invitations.
I thought it was a cute caption.
Here,
the invitation.
Cute? I thought it was cute.
How often do you use the word cute, Ricky?
When girls do cute shit like that. That's very cute.
It's cute in active party vocabulary.
When my daughter does cute shit, I say, oh, that was cute.
Yeah, you was cute a lot.
Sometimes you do cute things.
I'll punch you in the fucking face.
Wouldn't be the first time.
ain't nothing cute about no real nigga. You ever seen a cute real nigga? You ain't never seen no cute real nigga.
We didn't even get to the DM.
His tweet said, I wouldn't even sign you. Contracts are temporary. Wedding ring emoji. I felt like that line was good. 3 cry faces. Okay, so he wasn't rapey, but he just failed.
He could have left it at, he didn't have to put that line was good.
If you're gonna shoot your shot, you don't actively say, hey, that was my shot.
You don't compliment your line saying, I thought that was, you don't say
That's
that.
Stupid.
You don't, you let her say that.
Get out of here, you fucking cornball.
Yeah, you ruined it. You had her. You might have had her.
Maybe, because she opened it.
Yeah, you might have had her.
She didn't delete your shit.
You know that scene in Love and Basketball where that girl shot the shot and just held that bitch and was looking at it? So you're like a jackass. That,
yeah, you're like a fucking stupid. Idiot. Meanwhile, they ran all the way down court and scored while
you're admiring
hands
your own
You
shot.
Look like Nick Young when he shot it and turned around.
You're like an idiot. That's an amazing
That's
gift,
faith.
By the way. Is it GIF or JIF?
I say GIF.
I say GIF.
Yeah, I say GIF.
I heard people say JIF. I'm like, that's just a G.
That's peanut butter. That's what JIF is.
Yeah. That's literally what it is.
No, but I think the person who actually created it, or created the term rather, said it's pronounced JIF.
That's of no consequence to me.
It means nothing to me.
He's old, I bet. Son of a bitch. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He's probably the same motherfucker that spells JIT with a G. Like them Tampa niggas.
Bruss.
Okay.
Bruss.
In the spirit of this and that, are niggas saying root or route?
I say route.
Hold on.
Root is R-O-O-T.
No, bitch. What? They're both R-O-U-T-E.
That's your route to get here?
What's your route to get here? I took that route. Route 66. What's your
I routed that nigga.
I say route. I mean root. I don't know.
Well, that is true, because that's the song. That's the way that person
pronounced. Get your kicks on Route 66. You can say them both.
Route.
You say route?
Yeah, if you take that route right there, yeah. I say route.
Nigga. And you run a route?
If you take that route right there, bro.
Bitch, I routed that nigga.
What do you say, Ben?
You're our resident vocabulary.
He's a regular linguist.
Yeah, he's a Mr. Linguistics, man.
Yes, a fact.
I'm going to say route.
Yeah.
I rarely hear people say route. I use that root.
I should say root.
Man, you got rooted.
I'll call you sued. It's the root.
Malfe wood mwe.
They definitely say root.
Just because they just say it, then that's why I don't say it.
Okay. Can't be right. All right.
We have reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Oh, such a good time flick. Not a porno. Ben, when you find the time, please play that jazzy music with Olivia Benson. Mind you guys, you know Law and Order still has not stopped?
No, it's still going.
I think they just made like Olivia Benson like chief.
Yeah, she's like, chief now.
They're going to have to make her fucking president soon. They're running out of positions to get this bitch.
So she's not in the streets no more?
No, she's in the office.
She's in the office doing the staring point.
Sending goons. Yeah. And then she just sent one of her Italian goons to the DA's office as a lawyer. She going brazy.
So they never bring a Stabler back.
Man, no,
Stabler,
bro.
Stabler retired, bro.
That's what I stopped watching. Is when he's
honest to God. That's when I stopped being sexy.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching.
Is he the one who smashed the nigga over the face?
I didn't see the episode, but he did it.
That nigga, the whole entire time he was on the show, the nigga thought he was Stone Cold Steve Austin. The way he treated those perpetrators, those perps.
I love when niggas try to run from Stabler.
Oh my God, they pay a severe price. And if you look at his face, he looks angry for real.
I'm trying to kill him.
It's like, is this nigga acting, dog?
This nigga
breaking niggas through walls and shit. Like, you're gonna kill him.
What movie did he play a racist in? And he was amazing.
I don't know, but there's a movie where he plays, it was a slave show. I forgot what it's called. Whatever.
He was also in The Handmaid's Tale. Evil as shit.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it. I believe it.
Okay. Ask a real nigga. I'm sorry. We got,
you got a little
good distractions tonight, guys. Stay for hey. Hey.
Cut that nigga off.
But you better ask a real nigga. You and I will fuse. George Bush not like black people. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, buddy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga, nigga, nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga, nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga, nigga. I just got a spliffer from my nigga, Kristen. No cap. No jolly. This one comes from our very wealthy follower, Empress _ Chris. The question asked here, who is the realest nigga on NWO? Ben.
Such a treacherous question. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
You know, I love it.
I hate it. I petitioned against this. I just want you guys to know.
Chris.
That's wrong. Chris, who do you think it is?
I hate to say it. I have to say it. And it's because this gentleman's alliances lie nowhere. So he gives no shit about anything, about nothing, about very, very little. So it pains me to have to say it.
Pains me too.
I don't want to say it.
Come on, let's go.
You.
God, oh, I'm so happy. Look at
the wisdom.
So fucking happy.
The wisdom put forth by Crystal Master.
Hate it, but yeah, it's going to be plus.
Thank God.
It's an awful question, Chris. This is an awful question.
Ricky, dreadful. Who do you think it is?
Michael Jackson. The realest nigga on this shit. Without him, we have no fucking show. The fuck are we talking about?
It's definitely Chris. Fuck you, Ben. You should have picked me. It's very disrespectful. I'm punishing you for not picking me.
No, technically I could have picked myself. But Chris is the one who owns a business.
Nobody told Benson. Like Benson gave a fuck. Petty man.
This is funny. Barack Obama asks, which is more disrespectful, taking your significant other's car to go cheat and bringing it back on empty, or cheating at their house?
Cheating at their house.
Cheating in general. That's crazy.
Cheating in general is terrible. But if I have to pick out of the two, cheating at that person's house, like, God, bro, yeah, like, there's no respect.
Don't is cheat. Is it that person? Is it not your house?
No, she said that person's house.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Don't cheat at a nigga domicile. You can cheat somewhere else.
Come on.
Listen, this
literally have no.
You niggas that are on the verge of cheating, if you have the inclination, right, and you don't stay in your house, you stay in her house. If you females stay in his house, you better sit your ass down on his couch and calm your homeless ass down.
Or ask yourself two simple questions. One, do I have $45? Two, do I have 3 hours? If you have both.
Toby.
Okay? If you have both of them.
It doesn't matter.
Can we name this episode Toby Bryant? Message.
I want to hate you, but that was so funny.
Oh, God, Richard.
I want to hate you so bad.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. That is going to be the best title we find tonight, gentlemen. That right there. Wowzers. We have... I would want to end this bitch on that high note, but fuck it. Let me ask one more question and ruin our chances of doing that. Where was it? Because I like this question. This next question comes from the Twitter machine. It is at @MIA_Eris93. She says, question, how do men really feel about the 90-day rule? And for those unfamiliar with the 90-day rule, it is a rule that delusional women in the 90s came up with where they would withhold sex for 90 days.
From themselves?
I guess, yeah. They would deprive everybody of sex for 90 days.
Just them.
Just so you know, there's a girl who told me she gives the dude that she's talking to that may be taking serious. She makes him wait the 90 days, but she says she's still having sex.
Of course.
Everybody is.
You're not getting this pussy, but somebody is.
She's keeping it warm for you.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And that guy's going to continue to keep it warm for her.
If you ever think it's going to cool down, you're sadly mistaken.
Hey, man.
Back to the streets.
Back to the question. She's asking, Well, how do we feel about it?
I personally want no parts of a 90-day rule. If I wait 90 days, no, there's no scenario in which I do that. I tried to,
what are you willing to wait 90 days for?
Maybe it's tax returns.
90 Maybe. Days.
90 fuck? Days for your tax returns? Day.
That's a lot.
I stopped waiting after like
14-21 yeah. days.
It's money, though.
After 2 weeks, I'm not waiting anymore. It's like, send it when you send it.
What episode did we discuss? Like episode fucking 3? How long we would wait? Yeah, yeah. And fucking 90 days is not it.
Nope.
As a man who had to wait, it's not fun.
I mean, don't get me. If you can bamboozle a fucking numbskull into doing that with you, go crazy. Because there's always a guy who thinks that you shit rose petals and sunshine. So if you find that guy, make him wait the 90.
But that's goofy. Like, you going to wait. Suppose you wait 90 days and find out that not only is this nigga, like, he don't know what he's doing in the bedroom. He don't do nothing you like.
So it's... Wasted a goddamn quarter of the year. See, proving
I don't
the
mind
point.
Waiting the 90
Doing
days.
Doing nothing.
I don't mind waiting the 90 days.
Now you got to try to train.
But what I'm not going to do is wait for marriage. I'm not doing that. Mm. I'll wait 90 days. It's 3 months. I can do that. Not waiting for marriage. Miss me with that shit.
What does that mean?
Miss me with that shit.
Like don't have any premarital sex.
No, he know what it is, but he's asking literally, what does it mean?
Like, no. I didn't know what you meant by that because you're. Talk
yeah, wait him. Until marriage, like the Sierra and Russell Wilson route.
No, I'm not doing any parts of that.
Yeah.
Kudos to you and your walk with God, but I want no parts of your walk with God. If you walk by yourself, I will walk over here.
Yeah.
If I get struck, so be it.
But. My walk with God is a little different. You know, so go over there and do your thing. Yeah, but
mine's kind of like a skip, kind of. I have a skip with God. You see,
skip with God is a good title.
A skip with God, please.
My feet don't all the way hit the ground. You see, I'm skipping gently.
That's funny.
The skip with God is beautiful.
Richard, any final thoughts this evening?
My final thoughts is.
I thought you were going to slide, bitch. Puberty ass boy.
Okay. I hate these niggas, man. My final thoughts is love yours on why you can still love them and give them their flowers while they can still smell them. Peace.
Ben, any final thoughts?
Rest in peace to the great one, Kobe Bryant, and condolences to all the families of, you know, the people who lost their lives on that fateful day, fateful morning, actually. And thank you so much for hearing us out and listening to the NWO podcast. Keep a lookout for the revamp of our merchandise and our e-commerce site on our website, www.nwopod.com.
When you said fateful morning, you froze my brain. Because I'm like, what's fateful about the morning? But then it's F-A-T-E.
Yes.
F-U-L. I was thinking F-A-I-T-H, you see.
No.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Ricky's lost because he can't spell.
Idiot.
My final thought is the truth is the truth no matter when you tell it. However, there are consequences. Okay? For every action, there is a reaction. So, hey, be careful out there if you're talking shit. Chris, final thoughts, my brother.
Man, rest in peace, the great Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace to all the lives lost in the tragic helicopter crash. To all the fans, like fellow Kobe Bryant fans, people that grew up watching him play basketball. I would just advise you guys to just push his memory through with how you live every day. You know what I mean? Like, everything that you do, just put your absolute all into it. Be as passionate about everything in life. Get as passionate about your kids. Get as passionate about whatever you do work-wise. Whatever your passions are already, commit more. And live every day, man. He died at 41 years old, but at the same time, his life was very fulfilled. That was a very full 41 years, and I'm just glad I got to witness some of it.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. And, yeah.
Good Brother Bennessy, what is our song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes from Chief Keef from his Finally Rich project, song titled Kobe.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Peace.
Think that I'm Kobe. Swish. Swish. Think that I'm Kobe. I've been ballin' so damn hard, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. Young bull on this rap shit, but I think that I'm Kobe. I swear I'm dunkin' on these hoes, on these niggas, I'm free throwin'. These boys, they don't like me, cause I think that I'm Kobe. Watch me hit the strip club, make it rain like I'm Kobe. Industry full of lights, I play the game like I'm Kobe. And since I think I'm Kobe, my bitch don't like to know me. This is for them niggas that be thinking they Kobe. I say, baby, I got the racks, she like you need to show me. She gon' wanna blow me, cause I ball like I'm Kobe. On my right wrist, Versace, on my left wrist, a Rollie. I hold my rollie up and now them bad bitches on me. I pull them hundreds out my right pocket, 50s out my left. I'm ballin' like I'm Kobe, I got blood with the rep. Watch me shoot the street, it's murdery step. I got 27 more and them be currency shells. Since I sat with Jimmy Iovine, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. You boys won't be like me and I think that you want me. Say, since I sat with Jimmy Iovine, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. You boys won't be like me and I think that you want me. I've been ballin' so damn hard, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. Young bull on this rap shit, but I think that I'm Kobe. I swear I'm dunking on these hoes, on these niggas, I'm free throwing. These boys, they don't like me, cause I think that I'm Kobe. Watch me hit the strip club, make it rain like I'm Kobe. Industry full of lights, I play the game like I'm Kobe. And since I think I'm Kobe, my bitch don't like to know me. This is for them niggas that be thinking they Kobe. Switch. Man, I smoke so much dope, I swear I think that I'm smoking. They don't walk that molly in me, I love smoking. 100,000 in one pocket, I get paid like I'm Kobe. When these four boys play games, man, I just play like I'm Kobe. My little bitch just asks why I be stunned so hard. Cause the gun shoot 1-2-1-2, ain't no stump in the yard. I won't top in the car, she said, boy, you going too far. I said, I'm Kobe, bitch, don't act, you never done this before. I've been ballin' so damn hard, I got them ugly faces. I sold no whiskey, bitch, I'm Kobe, I got blood with the yeah. I've been ballin' so damn hard, I got them ugly faces. I sold no whiskey, bitch, I'm Kobe, I got blood with the yeah. I've been ballin' so damn hard, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. Young bull on this rap shit, but I think that I'm Kobe. I swear I'm dunking on these hoes, on these niggas, I'm free throwing. These boys, they don't like me, cause I think that I'm Kobe. Watch me hit the strip club, make it rain like I'm Kobe. Industry full of lights, I play the game like I'm Kobe. And since I think I'm Kobe, my bitch don't like to know me. This is for them niggas that be thinking they